Hi there, this is L-Star with your Key Races and Bets blog for Saturday, July 7th. It is a huge day of racing around the country, no more so than at Belmont for Stars and Stripes Day with big fields, great betting opportunities on the stakes. This Key Races and Bets blog, as always, sponsored by our friends at Amwager.com. If you're looking for a good betting site legal in most states, check on Amwager.com. You can also get the Key Races and Bets blog, which is the written version of the podcast, at Amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and LSTAR's blog. We're going to start with the 7th at Belmont, the Belmont Sprint Championship Stakes. Post time 5:11. This is a winner you're in for the Breeders' Cup Sprint. And I'm going to start with Shaft of Light, who's 10 for 23 on dirt in his career, six of those at this 7-furlong trip in 10 tries. Most important fact to note about Shaft of Light, easily obtained by looking at his PPs, is he's earned all 10 wins leading start to finish. As a 7-year-old, I'd normally not expect the best races of his career to have come lately, but three back at the distance, Shaft of Light earned a career best 119 figure, bettered it to a 120, winning a non-graded stakes in April. Last time out, right after that, he ran in the Salvatore Mile at Monmouth around two turns, led from the start, almost held the lead to the end, beaten a half length. He's got three really good 5-furlong workouts. Since that race, cuts back to his best distance and to one turn, he could easily break out on top and never look back. The two favorites are the other two contenders in the race, Limousine Liberal and Whitmore. Limousine Liberal, also running 7 furlongs, is his best trip as he won the Churchill Downs Stakes in 2017-2018 at the distance. 116 Equibase figure effort this year was third best of his career, the best being a 120 when beaten a nose in the Phoenix Stakes in the fall of 2016. If he can run like that, he would be on par with Shaft of Light and Jose Ortiz gets on. Ortiz rode him to both of those wins in the Churchill Downs Stakes last year and this year. Whitmore is 10 for 20 in his career. Like Limousine Liberal, he's a millionaire. He's only attempted the 7-furlong distance once, finishing fourth in the slot behind Limousine Liberal this year in the Churchill Downs. However, his last race at 6.5 was phenomenal, just beating a neck in the True North at Belmont. And he's got a good running style that could benefit here. If any horse decides to press Shaft of Light, Whitmore could come running. He always puts in a one run, and he could get up in time here. He ran a lot longer when he was on the Triple Crown, the Derby Trail, in his earlier year. And he certainly shouldn't have a problem with 7 furlongs because of that. In the Belmont Sprint Championship Race 7 at Belmont Park, post time 5:11 Eastern, Shaft of Light's a win bet at 2-1 or more. Kind of split the other two favorites, so the exactas are going to be Box, Shaft of Light, and Limousine Liberal. Box, Shaft of Light, and Whitmore. Going to play doubles here all day in Belmont, and this double is going to be Shaft of Light, Limousine Liberal, and Whitmore in Race 7, with Paved, Capulet, Temptress, and Fatal Bear in Race 8. You could also play those three in Race 7 with all in Race 8 because it's a wide-open race. The 8th race is the Belmont Oaks Invitational Stakes, post time 5:46 Eastern. And Capulet Temptress has run badly only one time in 6 races, and that start was when she was 7th of 14 in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf last fall, and in which she had significant traffic trouble. Capulet Temptress ran her first 3 races in Europe, winning 2 and finishing a fine 2nd in a Group 3 Stakes in the other before coming to North America last summer and winning the Grade 3 Natalma. The next two finishers in the Natalma were horses that are at the top of the 3-year-old filly division in North America, Dixie Moon and Wonder Godot, and beating them shows Capulet Temptress is a Grade 1 caliber horse. After the Breeders' Cup, she was allowed 6 months off to mature, and she was so highly regarded she returned in 2018 in a Group 1 race in France worth nearly $600,000. And that was her best race ever. In that race, Capulet Temptress was covered up, which means surrounded inside other horses. When she saw daylight in the last few yards, she exploded to be in a 4-horse photo, beating a neck and 2 heads on the wire. For this Belmont Oaks Invitational, Capulet Temptress gets Castellano, and she really could be the one to beat based on that last effort and logical improvement second time off the six-month layoff. Fatale Bear is a very good horse, and she should not be 20-1. I'm glad those are her odds. It's just a deep field, and that's why. Last month in the Grade 2 Honeymoon, she was a 6-5 favorite, and she had no shot when the saddle slipped. Draw a complete line through the case, through that race, and that being the case, we have to consider the race before that, her last race. That was a Grade 3 stakes win, the Providencia, 108 Equibase speed figure on par with many in the field who have much lower starting odds. DeSormo takes the call and rode Fatale Bear in her U.S. debut last October, winning the Surfer Girl Stakes before a big effort in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, in which she finished fifth, beaten just two lengths in front of Capital Tempest, by the way. Paved is another opening at what I consider to be absolutely ridiculous odds, begging us to bet 12-1. Paved won the Grade 2 Honeymoon last month, the race that Fatale Bear had problem in as the favorite. She was the second choice at 9-5 that day. Two before that, she beat the boys on the Tapita surface at Golden Gate in the El Camino Real Derby, also 9 furlongs. She was beaten when third to Fatale Bear at 7-5 in the Providencia, but she really has no knocks and a big shot to win here. In the Belmont Oaks Invitational, a race I think is very worth betting multiple horses. Capital Temptress to win bet 5-2 or more. For a lesser amount, Fatale Bear at 4-1 or more to win and place, and Paved 4-1 or more win place. To bet multiple horses in a race for the best value, advantage, and economic benefit, use a Dutching tool, which helps allocate your bets, and Amwager.com has a free Dutching tool. For the exacta, Capital Temptress, Fatale Bear, and Paved overall, and for a smaller amount, come back, instead of a place bet, play all over Capital Temptress, Fatale Bear, and Paved. Doubles. In the eighth race, play all with Name Changer in race 9. Also, in the eighth race, play Capital Temptress, Fatale Bear, and Paved. In the ninth race, Dr. Door, Opportunity, and Diversify. Moving to the ninth race, the Suburban. Post time 6:18 Eastern. And I think Name Changer is a very playable long shot in this year's Suburban, because a few of the lower odds horses are not playable, at least to win at low odds, being that there's no guarantee they can win at 10 furlongs. Opportunity is a 10 furlong stakes winner, as is Diversify, but Taprit, who opens at 7-2, War Story at 5-1, and Dr. Dora at 3-1, may or may not be able to win at 10 furlongs, even though they could be competitive in the exacta. Of the trio, Dr. Dora appears the most capable off his runner-up effort in the Gold Cup at Santa Anita at the end of May, as he's by Looking at Lucky, the same sire as Winner Accelerate. Back to Name Changer, he's only raced 13 times, even though he's a 5-year-old. He was well regarded at 3, including a third-place finish in the West Virginia Derby behind Cupid. He won a nice stakes at the end of the year, the Richard Small, and his two races as a 4-year-old proved nothing more than there was an issue, because he ran bad, he lay off in the 3-year-old, then the 4-year-old, two bad races, then a layoff again. So we're going to toss those. Completely lost his 4-year-old year. He was off 11 months from June 2017 to May of this year, and he won both starts this year, the most recent important one, because he earned a 116 Equibase speed figure, which in perspective gives him a big shot, because it's better than the 113 Opportunity earned, winning both the Tokyo City and Brooklyn, and it's as good as War Story earned in the Charlestown Classic and Dr. Door. So there's no doubt he can get 10 furlongs Name Changer as a son of Uncle Mo. Luis Saez gets on. That's great as well. I think he can post the upset here and run a lot better than those high odds suggest. Next we have Opportunity. And although both wins by Opportunity this year came at 12 furlongs, he has no issue at 10 because he won the Jack Club Gold Cup in the fall of 2016 at Belmont. He's 2-for-2 at Belmont, including the win in the Brooklyn. And Baffert just wins almost 50% back-to-back. It's a pretty amazing effort. So he definitely gets the pace to chase if Diversify and Dr. Orr keep each other honest on the front end, just like Name Changer, and Opportunity should be a factor. The pace scenario somewhat hinges on what Diversify and Dr. Dorr do in the early stages. They both have the ability to sit just off the pace, as well as to lead from the start, which is what they do most of the time. Diversify won the 2017 Jockey Club Gold Cup, same race as Opportunity did in 2016. He He led all the way with a 119 figure that makes him very tough if repeated, if he's not pressed early. Or he can relax like he did just sitting off the pace in last month's commentator stakes. Likewise, Dr. Dorr earned a decent 114 figure when second in the Gold Cup at Santa Anita and has now run three big races in a row. But the key is name changer and opportunity, I believe. So what we're going to do here in the Suburban Race Night at Belmont, post time 6:18, is a win place bet on name changer at 5-1 or more, maybe even win place show. Exacta, going to be an exacta box of name changer, Dr. Dorr, opportunity, and diversified because the pace scenario benefits any of them potentially. Another exacta optional, which is name changer, Dr. Dorr, opportunity, and diversify over name changer, Dr. Dorr, opportunity, diversify, War Story, Zanotti, and Taprit. The doubles, even for a dollar, name changer in race 9 with all in race 10, because he's a huge price. And then another double of all in race 9 with Kingstar in race 10. And one more optional one, which is name changer, Dr. Dorr, opportunity, diversify in race 9 with Kingstar, Hunting Horn, Analyze It, and Catholic Boy in race 10. Moving to race 10, the end of the four-race great stakes sequence at Belmont. And again, want to thank my friends at AmWager. Please check out the site, amwager.com, if you want a good ADW, and also read the written Key Races and Bets blog by clicking on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog. Back to the 10th at Belmont, the Belmont Derby Invitational post time, 6:50. Kingstar may be the one to beat here. Only he and Hunting Horn have run 10 furlongs or further on turf, and I think that gives them an experience edge. There's no question they fit on class, and with Kingstar opening at 6-1 compared to Hunting Horn at 7-2, I'll start with Kingstar. Kingstar finished second in a very important Group 3 stakes in only the second start of his career last fall, then was off for 8 months and won very nicely last time out as he pleased in France. His French rider comes over for a very good trainer in Pia Brandt, and he fits on all counts. That win came at 1 5/16. Hunting Horn won at Royal Ascot just a few weeks ago for Aidan O'Brien and Coolmore, winning in a field of 16 and by 4 lengths. Ryan Moore comes across. This is the reason he's in the U.S. from England, and certainly he's got a big shot. Hunting Horn also is 2-for-3 at 10 furlongs on the grass. Catholic Boy and Analyze It finished 1-2 in the Pennine Ridge Stakes on the course at 9 furlongs last month. Very unusual race in which Catholic Boy led early, passed by Analyze It in the stretch, who opened up a length over Catholic Boy before Catholic Boy came outside of Analyze It, where he'd been inside previously, and passed him to win by a neck. It's possible that they both idled, which means make the lead and kind of just sit and wait at one time or another. And that troubles me a little bit, because you can't outkick a euro if you're going to sit and idle, because they're going to go by you and you're not going to re-engage as Catholic Boy was able to do last month over Analyze It. Still, they're very nice horses. In the Belmont Derby Invitational Stakes, race 10, Belmont, post time 6:50. Kingstar, win bet, 3-1 or better. And if he goes off at a decent price, 5-1 place bet as well. Second bet, win bet, Hunting Horn, 3-1 or better. Use a dutching tool like the one in AmWager to help you allocate your bets for the best value. Exact the box, Kingstar, Hunting Horn, Analyze It, and Catholic Boy. Well, I really hope you've enjoyed this Belmont-based Key Races and Bets podcast for July 7th, courtesy of AmWager. I hope you make a lot of money, and we'll talk to you next week.